It's 9:08 in 2 seconds. Boom, there it is. It's also October 4th, a Wednesday. We got a special edition today. We're going to learn all about the Plains Lions Club. But more specifically, the annual Plains Indian Mound Festival. It's a fun time, and it's coming up this weekend. Guess what? 8,000 people typically attend it. That's awesome. Joining us live this morning, Tammy Blake. Good morning, Tammy. Good morning. And Bill Johnson. And you both are members of the Plains Lions Club, right? I'm just curious, how many years have each of you? Bill, you first. How long?
I think I've been a member.
Whoops, I don't have your mic on. There it is.
I think I've been a member for about 8 years.
8 years, okay. And Tammy?
About 14.
Wow. Well, Bill, you're just a freshman then.
Yes.
But just kidding, of course. The membership, how large a club is it, would you say?
About 22 members, 22
okay.
active members.
Just be a little closer to the mic if you can. 22 members, you say?
Yes.
Okay. And the history of the club, do you know how far back it goes, when it was first founded?
Yes, we've just recently celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Okay. Well, that's kind of neat. I'm a member of Rotary, you know. And there's lots of wonderful organizations, Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions, you know, all this stuff. And you can be a member of more than one, too, I might add. You don't have to be just one. But the point is, I attended Wellston's 100th anniversary of their club over there recently. And Athens had their 100th anniversary a year earlier. But it's kind of neat, kind of neat. The purpose of the Lions Club, when you talk about it on the national level, what are the focuses that, some deal with polio or some deal with, you know what I'm trying to say, I hope. What would you say the Lions Club's principal focus is on a national level?
Childhood blindness is a huge project.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do vision screenings, diabetes prevention and treatment. So many different services.
Yeah.
So really, with a public service organization, we really we hit a lot of those other areas, like we donate money for the Maui fire disaster recently
sure.
occurred and floods and stuff like that. I know that when they had the high winds or the tornado went through the plains, the Lions Club was going around helping out the local
of course.
Public members. So.
Yeah. Well, in terms of membership, I don't know if this is even important, but I'm going to ask the questions anyway. Bill, how long have you been a member of the Plains Lions?
I've been a member of about 7 years.
Okay, and Tammy, you said 14, I think. I forgot that I had asked that question already.
Okay.
Oh, well, poor memory. Well, this Indian Mound Festival, it's a thing held each fall, at least in my memory. And it's been going on some years. Now, let's just talk a little history stuff. So there was an Indian tribe, and I think they were called the Adena Indians. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And do we have a year or a century or any kind of information there that... as to when they were thriving and living in that area?
Well,
any history at all?
Yeah, so originally there was another group of Indians that were here, I think, around the time of Christ. and they left. And then the Adenas came later at that point. We have some individuals, and there's an organization around here that are updating the records of the Indians, because it's not always correct what we know or what we think we know about them.
Sure.
So they're updating the information.
Well, when you're dealing with something that's 2,000 years old, mm-hmm. Or 20, what am I trying to say? 2,000 years old. I had to figure out the numbers for a minute. But, some of that is difficult to accurize.
So even some of the mounds that are here today, they're basically were constructed by those two basic groups of Indians.
And do you know the name of that other tribe?
I'm going to try to pronounce it here. I believe they call it the Andaste.
Andaste, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that in print somewhere. Mm-hmm. Well, the Adenas, which are what we're particularly tying the mounds to out there, that was a tribe. Did they have any particular focus or beliefs or purpose or, you know what I'm trying to say? And maybe because it's so far back in time, we don't know. But were they generally a peaceful group? Were they vegetarians? Were they, Adena. Now, I went to a website last night when I was thinking about the program, and I found Indian mounds in Ohio. And to my amazement, there were like 30 of them. None of them, or very few of them, are quite as extensive as ours here in the plains. But because there's multiple ones, right? Mm-hmm. And the largest one here, let's see, I think it's called the Hartman.
Yes, that can be seen on Mound Street in the plains. It's very well pronounced. It's, I think it's 40 feet high and about 140 feet in diameter. It's well maintained. Uh-huh. We have a little plaque there that that people can read about the mound when they go by. There's another one on that same area. If you continue on around Mound Street, there's a smaller mound, but it's well preserved as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, if I were anthropologist, I don't know what term it would be, I'd be curious about what's inside the mounds, and you know, what were their purposes originally? And this is basically like a cemetery, yes?
Yes, that's correct. You know, it's kind of it's kind of interesting that, you know, we really can't study the mound without disturbing the mound.
Of course.
Now with ground penetrating radar, I'm sure they could find out more information about what's inside. There has been some mounds that were, you know, excavated and basically taken down, I guess.
There's one over, I want to say, around Circleville, where they did a good bit, but they also did it with very specific caution. Mm-hmm. And so in their case, it did not get destroyed. It got examined, but then put back as it was, you know. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Has there been any research on the one in the plains?
There was one in the plains that an archaeological group, they excavated it, and they found 500 copper beads, which, another thing that we have around here is we have these circles where they were like ceremonial circles, and apparently those were constructed or used by the Shawnee and the Cherokee. Mm-hmm. So, the Adena Indians may be more like a group of, like a society of Indians rather than just a particular group.
Mm-hmm. Well, so somewhere over the years, the Plains Lions Club got the idea, why not have a festival? And combine it with these historic geographical features. How long ago did that first happen? Do we know? How many years has the Indian Mounds Plains Festival been in existence?
Well, in 1984, the businesses in the Plains got together and had a fall get together.
1984.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have in my hand here a copy of this year's trifold brochure.
Yes.
And boy, it is really well done. But it talks about all the different events taking place during this weekend. And what weekend are we talking about? We're talking about this coming weekend, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And, of course, today is, let's see here, what is today? Today is the 4th. There we go. So just a couple days away. Now, one of the neat things about this is that there's no admission charge. You know, people come and they enjoy the entertainment. There are certainly food trucks, so you have a choice of what you might purchase there in way of some food. But a lot of local businesses and local business organizations, they support this thing. And so it's unique, you know? And you, there's a lot of entertainment acts that perform. So, you know, this takes a lot of work. So I'll bet the two of you have been really busy doing this thing, and other members of the club, too. You say 22 members in the club, so golly, you're doing a lot.
You know what I mean? This is really one of our largest projects throughout the year, and we do rely on a lot of the businesses to make it a free event for the public. We really have a concentration on the young children, so there's activities for them that you know, they can make a birdhouse, they can do rock painting, face painting. The bouncy house, stuff like that. So it is very, it's nice that, you know, you don't have to pay money to go. Now, the refreshments are a different item that we don't really control that, but we do pay the entertainment, so that is free to the public. So there's no parking fees, there's no entry fee, and it's really a break-even event for the Lions Club. But to do that, we do rely on a lot of the businesses, and we're very grateful that they came through once again to help us out.
Now, you also partner with other organizations. I'm thinking like the Columbus Zoo. You know, they have a segment, right, during the weekend?
They'll be here noon on Saturday.
Okay, so, noon Saturday.
Yeah, that's.
And what are we going to see there? Do they bring some animals?
Yeah. They're usually whatever the babies are, whatever the little, you know, whatever's been born recently in the past year. That's usually what they bring.
Oh, that sounds neat.
Yeah, last year they had a sloth and some kind of a lizard, big lizard thingy.
I think they had a kangaroo as well. I think so.
Neat. Well, now there's also pageants.
Yes.
And these are different age groups that are involved in this. So you can have a baby toddler pageant. Then you can have a young person's pageant. Then a teenage pageant and all that sort of thing. And then there's a king and queen, right? Or at least a queen.
Yeah, just a queen.
Yeah.
For our baby toddler, it's newborn to 4 years old. And then we have our...
So can I bring my puppy?
Well...
No, that doesn't count. It's got to be human.
It's kind of like your baby.
Okay.
I mean, that's your fur baby.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know you're kidding, but
okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I wish I had a puppy, but my two guys are fully grown. Anyway... And then there's a pony rides. There's all sorts of things. You mentioned a bouncy house earlier, but there's several different inflatable things that kids really love to play in. Let's see, a rock painting, free rock painting. And so there's some structures over there. There's a, like, what am I trying to say? A shelter house, right?
Right.
And so what happens, you know, over the years, how many years you've been doing this, roughly?
I think 38.
38-ish. Okay.
We missed 2 years due to COVID.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, in 38 years, it might have rained once, right? Mm-hmm. And how does that affect things?
Well, luckily with our shelter house and the pavilion, we do pretty well, even if there is moisture in the air.
I'm looking here at the forecast. By the way, it's 61 degrees outside our Columbus Road studios at this moment. But they say Friday, the high will be 72, Saturday 59. And does this happen on a Sunday as well?
Yes.
56 that day. So it's going to cool off a good bit starting on Friday. But let's see, that one graphic makes me think there could be a little rain on Friday, but otherwise I think we're going to be okay. But regardless, rain or shine, it's going to be fun. And when I look at the list, and it's lengthy, of all the different food providers, you know, these are mostly food trucks and that sort of thing. There's some here that I really enjoy, if you know what I mean. I'm a foodie, so that's kind of cool. And then you have so many other businesses who participate in many ways. And there, many of them are, you know, well, banks and other clubs. The township trustees for crying out loud, pet clinics, all sorts of things. So, you know, the Plains is really getting behind this, and so is the overall community. It's great. How many did you say? 28 years?
38. Roughly 38, yeah.
Wow. Well, what's, Tammy, what's your favorite part of it?
Well, my specialty is queens. Anyone wearing a crown or a sash, that's my specialty. But since Bill and I are festival co-chair persons, we've been working really hard together the past couple years, along with a couple others on our committee, Bill Snyder and Warren Jeffers. So honestly, I have come to just enjoy the whole weekend.
Yeah.
There's a lot to see and do and enjoy, and as Bill said, the majority of it is free. We try to make it family friendly and cost free as possible. We're also peanut free, so we have families that come to our festival because they know it's going to be safe for their child that has a peanut allergy.
Okay, now I got to know more about that because I haven't really zeroed in on that in my head. I've started to see things about peanuts, but I didn't realize that they could be that serious. Just expand on that a little bit.
1 in 13 children have a food allergy.
1 in 13?
Yes.
And are we talking about most likely peanuts?
Yeah, the majority are peanuts, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So...
I wonder how many it was when I was a kid, because peanuts were just everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so we try to be conscious of that special concern.
Yes.
And
we really, we work with all of our food vendors to make sure that, you know, even their cooking oils are, you know, not using peanuts and that kind of thing. So we really rely on them to make sure that, you know, they pay attention to that.
I'm going to make a note about this because I think I should do a show on this topic. I haven't done one for a while. Peanuts and the new knowledge about them and stuff like that. And maybe it's not real new, but it's new to me. Okay, so you have a stage, right?
Yes.
And you have musical performers. And so what kind of groups are we going to hear from?
Well, one thing we're doing on the stage is we're offering free karaoke. So anyone in the public that wants to get up there and try their thing, their singing ability, and be judged upon that. We have that free to the public.
And is it the audience attending that votes?
We have three judges.
We have a group
coming out of Columbus.
Yeah.
Cool.
That will judge.
And top prize is $100.
Okay, we got to use that mic.
Oh, sorry about that.
And the top prize was what?
$100.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's fun.
That's a nice payout. Sing for 3 minutes, win $100.
Yeah, always in the past we've charged for the karaoke, but this year we decided to offer it free, so hopefully we'll get more people involved.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't even know if this is a good question, but I'll try it anyway. Once again, we've done this how many years now?
38.
Okay. Roughly. Is there anything new that you haven't done before being offered this year?
Yes. This year we're not doing, our goal is zero waste, but we're not that far along yet. So we are going to be recycling, you know, some of the trash. And we have a group that's coming out to help us, assist us with that, and with the ultimate goal of having zero waste festival in the future.
Well, we sure have some experts on that topic in our region. I hate to mention Tom O'Grady now that he's the head of the History Center, but he's one, and suddenly I'm losing some other names, but there's about four guys I know and two gals who are experts in that area. And I wish their names would come to me easier, but that's all right. And you know, our general region is so much better than most areas at that concern, zero waste. That products get placed where they should be, and those that are recyclable are getting there, and those that are not are being destroyed properly with the minimal disturbance to the communities and so on. So I'm real proud of Athens, and when I say Athens, I mean Southeast Ohio. All right, so what are some of the entertainment acts that you've brought in? Now, there's one here that I've heard of, the Real Deal Band, right? That's they're performing what day? On Saturday, I guess, in the mid-evening, 5 to 7 p.m. And one of your sponsors, Hocking Valley Bank, is underwriting that effort. Now, have they been at your show before?
No, this is the first year.
First year for them.
Yes.
Good. Not good. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's see, there's an act before that. Looks like a soloist. Who is that?
Emmeline Duquette. She's a student at Athens High School, and she's also going to be singing the national anthem for us Friday night at 5 o'clock for our opening ceremonies right before our cruise-in starts, so...
Now, you already sort of gave us a tip about this karaoke contest, but, you know, I'm reading now here where it says that you're dividing it up by age groups. So you got like 12 to 15, 14 to 18, 19 and older, and people will be able to vote and judge on, you also have these experts coming in to help judge them. And first and second place will be awarded in each of those three or four groups, age groups, that is. They get $100 prize. That's cool. But there's, let's see, a farm petting zoo. That sounds like fun. Here's a session where you can build a birdhouse. That's on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, that's by the Trimble Masons, and they've done that before, and it seems to be a big hit. The children can build their house and take it home with them.
Here's a 2 o'clock free ice cream thing and free balloon animals for children. This just sounds like a fun thing. And no wonder you have 8,000 people attend last year. Wonderful. Well, let's see, there's a thing called Adelatl. How's that pronounced?
Yes, Adelatl, that's correct.
Okay, now that was a weapon back in the day of the Indian mounds, right?
Yes, correct. I think that's really a weapon that's been used around the world.
Okay. Can you describe it to us? How does it work?
It's a really long spear. You're probably better at this than I am.
I'm sorry. We, folks, for 4 months I've been asking them to install a second mic over for our guests. We have three mics in here typically, and right now we have two. One for me and one that they have to share. So we're passing the mic over on their side back and forth, but we'll get that better eventually. Okay, so the Adelatl.
Yes, it's a big long spear, and you toss it.
So you heave it with your arm.
You heave it with your arm, kind of like
you use another stick too.
I thought there was another device.
Yeah, secondary stick to give you more momentum with it. With the spear. So we let the public throw that in a safe direction.
Okay. Do they throw it at a person?
No.
Good.
They throw it
Good.
At a target. So.
Okay. So it's like some sort of target. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so they compete, and there's prizes for that, right? Or just the recognition?
Just the recognition.
That's good.
So we tried the Indian mound, we try to do this tastefully, to respect the Indians that came before us. So we try to tell the history of the Indians. So we do have the Indian mound tours is kind of a big thing for us, very popular. A lot of people have been around here a long time, and they see the mounds, but they don't know anything about them. So the Adelatl is part of indigenous people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these are just things that, we're always careful about. We don't want to insult the Indians that came before us.
Here. Of course. And you started to mention something, but I want to amplify it just a bit. I think I'm correct in saying that on the hour, each hour, there is a tour of the mounds themselves. And so, like, you can take in one of those tours and then somebody else will be on the next one. And I did this with, was it Ralph Hartman years ago?
Yes, correct.
I think Brent even might have been involved, but it's amazing. These mounds. And it's remarkable. Once again, I mentioned that last night as I was thinking about this program, I went and Googled Indian mounds in Ohio. There's a bunch of them. Like 20. But there's a concentration of them down in our region. But there's even like something up by Toledo, and you know what I mean. It's they are kind of spread out, and they're not all the same tribe either, of course. Wow. Well, you've been doing this for a while. What pleasure do you get out of it?
Well, for me personally, I really like the aspect that it's, it's free for the children.
Uh huh.
As you know, as a parent, it's especially with budgets and everything. It's you take children there and to a festival and they want to do everything, but you don't have the money to pay for that. So in this case, 99% of our activities are free for the children. So I take a lot of pride in that personally.
Sure, but there's a lot of things for adults too, and. And then the entertainment aspect. But I mean, there's a magic show, right?
Yes.
A free weaver's farm. And this is also like a petting zoo. That sounds like something I'd be interested in. Well, Mercy, you just have a free ice cream session, too, for everybody, right?
Yes.
That's cool. Now, karaoke. I would think that'd be fun to watch, to see who's the best. And if I agree with the professional judge's selection. But anyway, lots of entertainment. Now, golly, the list is long. I mean, I like Abel Reynolds, Athens Lions Club, Athens Township Trustees, Alan Peck Clinic. I'm starting with the A's, obviously, but it goes through the whole alphabet. All of these different companies and organizations who support this effort so that it is reasonably free. You know, you go to other events and you have to pay an admission and all that sort of thing. And well, anyway, this is just really neat. How many years have you been doing it, Bill?
Well, I'm the president of the local community watch. So I first got involved in the Indian Mound Festival by working through the community watch. So I've probably done that.
Now, what is community watch?
We meet once a month with the Athens County Sheriff's Office, and we discuss criminal activities. We meet at the park there the last Monday of every month at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And really, it's an opportunity for the citizens of the Plains to discuss directly with the Athens County Sheriff's Office. Most of the time, the sheriff himself is there. Mm-hmm. So this is really, you can give input directly to the sheriff without filing a police report. And really, it's a way of trying to discuss ways to make our community safer. A lot of times we have advocates from, you know, a lot of the social services there. We have a township trustee who comes pretty much every meeting. Mm-hmm. We have landlords, you know, to discuss issues with giving somebody a second chance and offering them the place to live, and then sometimes it works out better and sometimes it doesn't. So we discuss all those problems we have locally. It's really a good opportunity to speak directly and try to get something resolved. But I've done that for probably 20 years now.
Oh, my. Let's see, does the Plains have a, what do I want to call it, an elected council?
No, we do not.
Okay.
So the Plains is divided up between Athens Township and Dover Township. So Athens Township controls the majority of the Plains, and really they're the most active.
So the township trustees, like
correct.
Chris Schmiel and that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I see. And then what was the other one, Dover?
Dover Township.
Okay. But I have a feeling the Plains has some sort of group of leaders that wish they could do this or wish they could do that or would love to be able to do something else, some goals, if you will. Who are some of those kind of key people?
Well, it really...
might include yourself.
Yes, it seems like a lot of these different members from the different organizations like the Lions Club, the Rotary Club, they're the ones that get involved in the issues in the Plains.
Mm-hmm.
The township trustees are very involved, the Athens County at least. I mean, the Athens Township trustees. And so we've kicked around having our own dedicated law enforcement, but it's always an issue of money and coordination. And then if you really look at the crime in the Plains, it's really not that, you know, if you're a victim of crime, it's always, you kind of take it personal. But overall, the crime that we have is not that much. A lot of it, we have some domestics, which is hard for the society to control that.
Sure.
But as far as thefts and stuff, it's very low. So really... A lot of times we try to organize something to fix a problem. So as far as I'm concerned, the Plains is a very nice place to live, low crime, and it's, you know, really a nice community.
Of course. Well, folks, so, you know, we've mentioned several things. We can do some more here, but like, let's see here. Let me get my calendar laid out right. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, of course, is just sort of an evening thing, but then all day on Saturday and Sunday. But Friday evening, they have a cruise in, so a lot of people get to show off those cars, right?
Yeah.
In an opening ceremony. And you mentioned Emmeline, right? She's going to be singing the national anthem. And all that gets going around 5. Now, there's a group playing later on called the Drum Circle. And Lawrence Green's involved with that. And they're encouraging. You know, I was a percussionist. I played with some big names. And I have a ton of percussion equipment stowed away, even though I gave most of it to the university, but I still have a bunch. Anyway, they're encouraging people to bring their own drums and to join in with them. That sounds like fun. Let's see. Then they've got a thing. Oh, let's see here. There's a book, Mystery of the Hope Well, Astronomers, Geometers, and Magicians of the Eastern Woodlands.
Yes, Lawrence is he's well-versed in the indigenous ancestors around here. He's a local historian. So he's volunteered to do that portion of the festival for us.
So that's kind of some of the highlights of Friday evening. Saturday, it's an all-day event starting at 9 a.m. And you'll have some food and craft vendors there. That's always fun. And then this baby and toddler pageant. And I can't quite imagine what that will be like, but I want to go and find out. And let's see here. Now, there's an entry deadline, which is, see here, today. Yeah, we've already passed the deadline for that, I think.
Yes, we did.
Okay. But people registered for that, so it'll be fun. And then the actual pageant gets underway at 10. And then there's judging. Now, how do you judge a toddler or a baby?
Those are really tough. Those are really tough. I think that's the hardest age group to judge.
I would guess so.
We have 3 judges that come in, and that's their specialty. So,
starting at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and then on various times throughout the whole weekend, the mound tour rides will be going on. And we also mentioned that atlatl thing. Now, here's another free face painting?
Yes.
Okay. What do you look like after you've had yours?
You know, I've never, ever participated in that, but my grandchildren absolutely love it.
Shame on you.
I know. I've never. But that's really
Tammy,
popular.
Tammy, you've got to do it.
I know.
And I want to see a picture of it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, face painting. And this is probably mostly kids that do it, but it could be anybody, including Tammy, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who does this?
Lindsay Brunty. She's okay. Local, and Lindsay Brunty. She's local, and she's does birthday parties on the side. And
oh, neat.
You know, yeah, she's really, really good. So.
Okay, let's see here. Then much of the day long, you've got pony rides and things like that going on. You've got the inflatables, of course, will be up, pumped up all day long. bouncy houses, all that sort of thing. The zoo thing we already mentioned, that's going to be at noon on Saturday. And then rock painting. What is rock painting? I have a rock outside the door. And once in a while I take the rock and put it in the door because the doors lock automatically here. If I'm running a quick errand out to my car. And I don't want to use my key over and over. Yeah. We also have the weather rock right outside the window here.
Yeah, I saw that when I came in.
Yeah. Okay, so what's rock painting?
So the rock painting is something that my Gina Fetti, she's the one that's in charge of that.
It's actually
my sister.
Her. Yeah.
She's done it for years with you know, her nieces, nephews, and her grandchildren. So she really took an interest in it, and she did it last year. It seemed to be a big hit. So she, you know, she buys the paints, and we provide the rocks, and kids put faces on there or whatever.
How big are we talking about?
I think the largest one is about 5 inches in diameter. So it's something small.
And so this is a nice, smooth, roundish...
Yes, okay. Like a river rock that's been rolled.
Okay. Huh.
So it's just something that for the children.
And they've been doing it how long now, a couple of years?
Well, she did it last year, and it was a big hit. So she volunteered to do it again this year.
Good.
But it's just something the kids can personalize and put on their dresser at home.
Well, I mean... I'll do one if you'll do one.
Okay.
We'll compete against one another.
All right.
Okay. Let's see here. What else do we have? So we've got the rock. I lost my place. Where was I?
We're back up to 1 o'clock. We'll have our free magic show. And that'll be at the stage area.
Oh, here, yeah, by Jim Mayer.
Yes.
Okay. That's an hour-long thing. And
so
then
he's kind of a double threat. After he does the magic show, then he does Bloom Animals as well, off the stage.
He makes those?
Yes.
I always break balloons trying to do that. They pop on me because I put too much pressure on them. Interesting. But the folks that are good at it, they can really make some interesting things. Okay, so Jim Mayer, magic show from 1 to 2, and then he'll be doing the balloon creatures. All right, now, Free Weavers Farm Petting Zoo. And this is from 1 to 4. There's a bunch of stuff in there that I can guess what it is, but when you put all the words in one sentence, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well... so it's Weaver's Farm Petting Zoo, and...
Is that a person's last name?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm getting it.
Yeah, and then it's sponsored by Little Italy Pizza, and we're so grateful for that. So their sponsorship enables us to have it free for the families and the kids, so nobody's charged for that, and they can come and enjoy all sorts of different animals.
All right, and then build a birdhouse. We mentioned that earlier. And how many birdhouses do you have at your home, Tammy?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't have any. Unless the bird built that nest himself, I don't have any.
I'm counting.
How many do you have?
I think we have 7.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And that's... there's probably that many more in feeders. And Suzanne and I watched all these different, and she knows that, well, that's a, you know, this breed, and that's a that breed. And look at that tiny hummingbird and stuff like that. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I've never known this stuff. A bird, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm learning.
I can't have, I am not able to touch the bird feed, so that's why I don't have any bird feeders, so, because of peanuts. And
you have an allergy yourself.
I have allergy, yes, so.
So, yeah, when you were talking about you need to have a discussion on it, she is our resident.
I am
expert.
A food allergy awareness advocate also.
Let's do work on this in the future.
Okay, that'd be great.
Sure. Build a birdhouse. That sounds like fun.
That's really popular.
Do adults participate in that, or kids, or both?
Well, parents are there with their children. I'm not sure if, I wouldn't be surprised if a parent, what do you think, Bill?
I don't think they would turn somebody away. But
okay. I mean, all my kids are away. You know, they've grown up. Now I've got, you know, all these grandchildren, but they're not necessarily nearby.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about getting an eighth birdhouse?
Yes, I mean,
possible.
Yeah, interesting. Well, the point is, folks, I think you can see, and we haven't even gotten through the whole schedule. In fact, some of the real entertainment acts we haven't even really mentioned too much about yet. But there's something for everyone, and if nothing else, camaraderie. You know, and I'm big on that sort of thing. I like to go and see people that I know and say hi to them and then try to think what their name is because my memory's lapsing. But anyway, karaoke contest, that should be fun. And there's a prize for the best one. Now, the only thing on here that makes a little bit concern for me is the name Bill Snyder. Golly. Bill's in charge of something, is he?
Yeah.
Folks, if you can't tell, he's one of my better friends.
Oh, yeah.
And so I love to tease him. And
Bill couldn't be here this morning, but his knowledge about the Hopewell and the Adena mounds is just amazing.
Years ago, when there used to be JCs, the JC organization, Junior Chamber of Commerce, I think was the original title. Bill and I were in that for many years together. Great guy.
Yeah, he is.
And All-American Trophy in Sports, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah, All-American Trophies. Yes, in the Plains.
All right. So we've got, we've got also a Lake Hope Naturalist featuring reptiles. That should be interesting. And here's more face painting. And now there's a parade. I don't think I've mentioned this.
We haven't mentioned it yet. Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It starts up at the high school, right?
Right.
And then it marches on down and across 682, I guess it is, and on out to the mound ground.
Right, to the Plains Community Park. There's you don't need to pre-register for the parade. You can just do that in parade lineup. And we encourage anyone and everyone to come out. We'd love to have you in the parade and watching the parade.
Good. Well, we've got about 4 minutes left. Folks, by the way, it's October 4th. Let me hit an update button here, make sure I'm giving you the right information. We have 68 degrees now here on Columbus Road. It's supposed to top out at 84, and that would be between 3 and 5 p.m. Now, what do you think I've failed to bring out that we really need to before we finish the show? Because we've got about 3 minutes left.
A couple of things we'd like to mention is that we are selling raffle tickets. We've made 500 of them, and the top prize is $500. We have a $75 Kroger card a second, $50 Walmart card, and $25 check is the fourth prize. So you really have pretty good chances, 4 out of 500 to win. We use all the proceeds to put back into the festival. So we will be selling these at the park during the Indian Mound Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, as the Lions Club, we're always looking for new members. So
now, Lions Club nationally or internationally, however you want to focus it, you know, each organization like that kind of has a focus of what they're concerned about.
Yeah, so ours is probably the number one is sight. You know, we have connections with Helen Keller originally and
vision.
Vision, yes. So we have an application form. So if there's someone in the local community that needs glasses, we can help out towards the cost of their glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our application forms at the Plains Library. You can go there, get an application form, or you can contact one of the Lions members, and we will run the application through and then help out with your glasses or your vision screening.
Now, when you talk about the Lions Club in Southeast Ohio, near us, how many are there? Do we have an Athens Lions Club?
Yes.
So we have the Plains as well.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much the larger communities have it. Nelsonville used to, and it's has closed.
Okay.
They kind of rolled it into the Athens and the other surrounding clubs, the members did.
I'm just asking, Albany? Yes.
Albany has one.
Okay.
Chansey.
So, Chansey, yeah. Okay. Well, folks, you know, if you haven't ever been involved with one of these community organizations, and each of them has a purpose they're trying to help with that is problematic. Anyway, we encourage you to do that. I've been involved with Rotary for many, many, many years, in other groups as well, but Rotary the longest, and held a number of positions there on the state level as well as local. And Athens has Rotary clubs, and there's others nearby too. And we could mention Kiwanis, and we could mention, well, you get the point. We are out of time. Listen, our guests today, Tammy Blake and Bill Johnson, they co-chair the Plains Indian Mound Festival. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And, you know, always send us PSA@WXTQ.com, and then it gets mentioned throughout the day on other things, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
Take care, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow.
In our 73rd year of serving Southeast Ohio, AM 970 and 97.3 FM.
This is CBS News.